This podcast was made using Anchor. Do you want to make your own podcast? Download the Anchor mobile app for free or visit anchor.fm to make your own podcast on Spotify. Hey love, welcome to the second season of Love, Francis. Everybody, welcome to my first episode of Love Francis Podcast. If you're new here, hi, I'm ML48 Francis, and thank you so much for stopping by my podcast today. This is a safe place for you and me. It has been, I don't know, quite a while din, no, since I last talked to you. Sa first season pa yon, and grabe, now it's the second season na. Ang bilis, no? But before anything else, I just want you to know that I appreciate you. Like seriously, genuinely, I appreciate you for being here right now. And kamusta? Hi, how are you? Did you miss me? Ako, I missed you. So, hindi naman sa pinipilit kita, pero alam mo yun, sana miss mo din ako, no? But, yeah, ako na-miss kita talaga sobra. And I want you to know that in case nobody has told you this today, I'm so proud of you. And keep going, okay? You're doing great. Kaya natin to. Kakayanin natin. Anyway, share ko lang, no? My very first little victory. I mean, like, I feel like I would really consider this as my greatest achievement. Well, but, kung kilala mo talaga ako, alam mo talaga na hindi ako umiinom ng milk. Pero ngayon, umiinom na ako ng milk. So, can we get a round of applause here? Anyway, guys, after you listen to my podcast, can you please give me a little DM, diba, sa Instagram ko. Baka you can share to me your little victories also, little man or big victories. I would love to listen to that. So, yun nga. Since our topic is If Only I Could Turn Back Time. That's our title. So, nasabi mo na ba to? Yung, if I could go back time, I would blah blah blah. Kasi kung oo, ako din. Most of us have something in our past that we want to change, diba? Others regret about mistakes they've done. Others regret about the things they wanted to do but didn't do. Others regret about the words they said, about lack of courage, persistence, or sa sobrang galit, diba? Mali-mali na yung nasabi. All of it. Personally, the girl who was speaking to you at the first season of Love, Francis, would probably say she wants to turn back time. The list of facts from my past that I would be glad to improve on is quite long, and I won't enumerate all of them. I just want to say that I've spent many hours analyzing these situations and I've drawn lessons for my future. I prefer not to return even in mind to these unpleasant moments of the past. Only from time to time, I think about them, diba? I still fail. So, overthinker talaga si ate mo girl. At some point in our lives, we wish to hop into a time machine and turn back time. Like really. What if there's really a time machine, no? And I want you to imagine yourselves being in it. Let's imagine ourselves being in it. What are the things that you want to experience again? If I could go back to a year in my life, I'd choose siguro the first year of me being an ML48 member. Of course, I would change some things. Who wouldn't, diba? The first year was the toughest year. there are so many changes, but it all gets overwhelming talaga. So knowing what I know now, I could have made my first year run a little smoother. If I could go back to my first year, I'd have the study habits that I have now. I wouldn't be panicking and stressing out over assignments because I would have had better time management. If I could go back to my first year, I wouldn't be the negative Frances that I was. I'd force myself to look on the brighter side of things and to not be so hard on myself. But I need to remind myself that these changes are gonna happen, regardless of what I want to happen. Therefore, I need to make the most out of these changes instead of being sad about it, diba? If I could go back to my first year, would I? I don't know. What I do know, though, is I'm such a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. So what would have happened if I changed my first year experience? I don't think I want to find out because now I am genuinely happy with how the way things are ending. And I can really say that everything happens for a reason. And this is where I'm gonna let things work. Life isn't predictable. There are ups and downs along the way, and many of us want to trust God. When times are good, ang dali-dali lang mag-trust, no? But when times feel difficult, it's hard. Pero alam nyo, in these difficult times, it is even more important to trust Him. Life can be going along smoothly for a reason. Your job is satisfying, your friends and family are enjoying, your goals, finances, health, and outlook seem bright. Then all of a sudden, life throws a curveball. Someone you know gets sick. You lose your job. A friend or a family member betrays you. The things you felt secure in all of a sudden feel shaky and uncertain. It can be so confusing and stressful that it can be difficult to understand what He wants for us over the noise of the world and the sounds of all the obligations pulling at us. And the truth is, God knows what He wants for us, and He's in control of our plans. He sees you and hears you, my love. Personally, I love wasting my time on meddling in my past. I just love being so hard on myself. I love telling myself how stupid I am for doing such things, for feeling such things. But you know, the only real luxury is time. You can't get it back. And tomorrow isn't promised. So live for today. Okay? Can you do that for me? Let the small stuff go. Look forward with hope, not backwards with regret. I'm surely gonna listen to this episode again to remind myself to forget about the past and just remember the lessons. It wasn't a waste of time if you learned something, right, love? I wanna leave you a lesson that I heard from a preaching. There's a man daw na nakita niya yung butterfly nagsa-struggle from the cocoon. Yung butterfly na yun parang emperor moth yata yun, nagsa-struggle siya. Naawa yung man, so yung ginawa niya kasi feeling niya nahihirapan yung butterfly, shortcut niya yung process ng pag-alis ng butterfly sa cocoon. So, kinot niya yung cocoon around it. So, the butterfly doesn't have to struggle. Natuwa naman siya kasi natulungan niya. But only to realize it was an unhealthy process for the butterfly to take shortcuts. Kasi habang nagsa-struggle po pala yung butterfly, there's a life-giving substance that's being secreted in the body of that butterfly. So, that butterfly will be strong. Eh, shortcut niya eh. So, nung nakawala na yung butterfly sa cocoon, for the rest of the butterfly's life, hindi nakalipad yung butterfly. Ibig sabihin, hindi nag-develop fully because hindi niya inalaw yung butterfly na mag-struggle out of the cocoon. And that's the same with us din. Sometimes we want shortcuts. Sometimes you don't want to go through stuff, diba? especially the hard ones. But no, I wouldn't turn back time. I wouldn't want a time machine. I'd go through everything I went through. One thing I realized is that everything ends up working out. Sometimes, so much better than you can ever imagine. I don't know what you're going through right now, but believe in where you're heading. You're allowed to be both a masterpiece and a work in progress. Ako, even if I say all of these, I still go through the toughest battles. Battles na parang mapapasuko ka talaga. Pero no, kaya nga ako andito eh. To go through everything with you. Collect beautiful moments. Sometimes, the people around you won't understand your journey. Pero huwag kang mag-alala. Hindi naman nila journey yun eh. Journey mo yan. They don't need to understand. Kasi journey mo yan. When the devil keeps asking you to look at your past, there should be something in your future he doesn't want to see you. Again, when the enemy keeps asking you to look at your past, there should be something in your future he doesn't want you to see. Don't let yesterday use up too much of today. I promise you, my love, it will all make sense someday. You will struggle, though, just like the butterfly. But you are not alone in your struggle. I am here with you. You can be happy, successful, and blessed in all aspects of your life and still struggle. So repeat after me. I will keep going. Thank you so much for staying up until the end, my love. This is my very first episode of Love Francis second season. And I'm so grateful because you're on this journey with me. Thank you. Mahal kita. Mahal na mahal kita. And dahil second season na, and you're still here, I'm going to sing you a song, alright? A cappella lang. It's one of my favorites from Ben and Ben. And it's this. Leaves will soon grow from the bareness of trees, and all will be alright in time. From waves overgrown come the calmest of seas, and all will be alright in time. Oh, you never really love someone until you learn to forgive. Again, this is Francis reminding you that you are safe here. Always and always, love Francis.